Good morning and welcome to the Selling New Construction Homes and Real Estate Podcast with Jason Lawrence. This morning, I wanted to talk a bit about a cool marketing strategy for a new home construction salesperson. And some of the info in here will definitely pertain to realtors as well. But I did a video yesterday kind of talking to realtors, and I called it Selling New Construction for Realtors. And basically, you know, it wasn't any groundbreaking information that I was putting out there. I was kind of stating the obvious that, at least in my market, southeastern Wisconsin, there is definitely a lack of existing inventory for homes. And so if you're a realtor and you are starting to work with a buyer, or you've been working with a buyer and you've kind of seen everything that's out there in their price range and nothing's doing it for them, well, what other options are there? There's really only one, and that's building a new home. And I know in the last year and a half or so, we've built homes for people that, you know, probably would have never built a home, had they had the option of, you know, a good amount of existing inventory to pick from. They probably would have just, you know, purchased an existing home, because not everybody wants to build. If you're not completely educated on the process, it is something that can seem overwhelming for people. And people all have heard the horror stories about how their builder screwed this up or screwed that up, didn't finish on time. You know, that's probably one of the biggest hurdles for you as a new construction salesperson, trying to get the message across to somebody who says that they don't want to build because they've heard this, that, or the other. It's really just educating them and assuring them that as long as you know you can assure them that things aren't going to happen that way with you, doing that and getting that across to them. But basically, what I was telling the realtors was, okay, we know it's a dry market right now with existing real estate. So right off the bat, when you start working with your buyer, you know, before you even go and look at that first house, it's maybe not a bad idea to plant the seed about possibly building a home. You know, hey, such and such buyer, I'm going to do everything I can to find you an existing home, you know, at the $350,000 price point, but there's not a lot out there right now, so I think one thing we should consider is possibly building a home. And this is going to end up saving a lot of time. I mean, there are people now that, you know, have come into my model. I remember them coming into the model home almost 5 years ago, and they're still out there. And now they're just finally, you know, brought to the realization that they know, you know, they've said, okay, we know we're not going to find what we want, so we're ready to build. And it's like, well, there's 5 years that went by that, you know, they could have built for so much less 5 years ago. The building costs are way more than they were then. The lot prices are way more. The lot inventory is like the existing home market. There's not a lot to choose from. But basically, just letting realtors know that, let your buyers know that this is an option. And one thing as well is make sure after you have that initial talk with your buyer that you get in touch with your, you know, have a couple of go-to builders, you know, that you can not only bring clients to, but have answer questions as well. If you're working with a buyer and they are wanting to build, you can still help them find a lot. So in addition to getting the co-broker, you're going to get paid from the builder, why not, you know, help them find the lot, write the offer on the lot, but make sure that you're doing all the due diligence to make sure that there's no issues with the lot. It's a buildable lot. The builder doesn't see any unforeseen expenses there. And you can do that by asking questions to the builder or the new construction salesperson. So that was one thing that I was kind of talking about yesterday, kind of talking to the realtors and just letting them know that, you know, it's, I think moving forward here for the unforeseeable future, this is how things are going to be. You're going to have a lot of people you're working with, and rather than showing them houses for 2 years and then not finding anything, and then they end up switching realtors or they stop looking or this or that, you know, if you bring them right into the builder, right off the bat, get that seed planted initially. So that way, you know, before you've even seen a house, you've planted that seed. Then they've been looking for a month. They haven't found anything. And they're probably going to be like, well, you know what? Maybe we should just build. We can build what we want. We can do it now. Yeah, it's going to take, you know, 8-9 months for the whole process, but that's still going to be, you know, quicker compared to us looking for the next couple of years. So then you as the realtor are actually earning your commission. I know with us as a builder, you get paid, the realtor, before we even break ground. So you're not waiting until the house is built to earn your commission. So make sure to register those buyers with the builder. Know that you could earn your commission sooner by bringing them to build a home as opposed to waiting. And kind of brush up on your home building knowledge. Have a builder send you a blueprint. Look at the blueprint here and there. Get familiar with blueprints and with surveys. That way, when you are working with buyers, or you can advertise the fact that you are the builder's realtor. You have this knowledge on new construction homes. So if there's any buyers out there who want to work with the realtor and do want to build, you're the go-to person. So it's a great marketing strategy for you, the realtor as well. And so for you, the new construction salesperson, I think this is a great, you know, like what I did, and I kind of tried to focus it on realtors in my area, and basically by giving information to realtors in my area and letting them know that, hey, I'm here if you have any questions, even if your buyer doesn't end up building with us, I'm here with any questions that you have. And I do kind of consider myself somewhat of the go-to builder. There are quite a few realtors that will call me up and just ask me any type of question that pertains to new home building. I do actually love that. That is, to me, that's really cool to be that person, because I know once they've got somebody who wants to build, they're going to be bringing them to me. They trust me. They know me. They like me. So for me as the new construction salesperson, it's a great strategy for me to reach out to my local realtors and provide information, because they're going to need that information in order to make themselves a better agent when they are working with buyers that are wanting to build a home. So this is something that benefits both realtors and you, the new home sales professional. The other thing that you can do, and I actually did this last year, is I spoke at a real estate company. I mean, you could call up. There are real estate companies that hold weekly, monthly meetings, and they have people come in to speak to them on different topics. I mean, why not call up, you know, Shore West or Remax or whomever and say, hey, you know, would it be okay if I came in and just provided a little, you know, home building knowledge? Maybe I could go over the five things that you need to know if you're going to be bringing a buyer in to build a home, and start providing a little bit of knowledge to do that. And what that's going to do is, say you go to Shore West and you give that talk and you do it on a consistent basis. So say you're doing this every, you know, maybe it's just once a year, you know, twice a year, you're going to be the one that pops into their head when their buyer turns around and says to them, look, you know what, I'm not liking anything I want to see, or I'm not liking any of the homes out here I want to build. You're the one that's going to pop into their head. You're the one that's been at their office. You're the one that's got the relationship with them. You're the one that's been giving them information. So I think it's a great strategy. That's pretty much going to do it for my little talk today. Thank you so much for listening to the Selling New Construction Homes and Real Estate podcast. I'm Jason Lawrence. Please give me a review. Share this. I don't know if you can like it, but if you can like it, I would love that. Spread the word. I just want to get my info out there, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. Have a great rest of the day. Take care.